Hallelujah. Y'all feeling good? Y'all buzzing? Y'all vibing in the spirit right now? I like that word vibe. Vibing. Okay, go with me to Luke chapter 11. This message is somewhat a continuation of last week, but even more than that, let's say it this way, I'm springboarding off of last week's message. That makes sense? Whew. Luke 11, 5 through 13, the passage I read to start with last week. And he, Jesus, said to them, "Which of you shall have a friend and go to him at midnight and say to him, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves, for a friend of mine has come to me on his journey, and I have nothing to set before him.' And he will answer from within and say, 'Do not trouble me. The door is now shut, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot rise and give to you.' I say to you, though he will not rise and give to him because of his friend, yet, because of his persistence, he will rise and give him as many as he needs. So I say to you, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened." That's a pretty sure thing, isn't it? "If a son asks for bread from any father among you, will he give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will he give him a serpent instead of a fish? Or if he asks for an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more, will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" So last week's message, we determine the point that Jesus was trying to get across in verses 5 through 8 about persistence was the importance of what? Desire. Say desire. The importance of a believer having a desire, a spiritual hunger for something. Now, how do we know that? Because in verses 9 through 13 below that, Jesus goes on to talk about asking, seeking, and knocking, which all three of those things has an element of desire in them. And they also, all three of them, they have focus. Say focus. Focus attached to them. It's very specific within those three actions. Now, so in other words, this is my point about the persistence and desire. You will not be persistent. You will not ask. You will not seek. You will not knock unless there is a desire within you to motivate you to do those things. Does that make sense? So during my time of prayer and study this week, man, it was rich. I mean, just supernatural. That's all I can say. The Holy Spirit revealed to me more keys about asking, seeking, and knocking. And it blessed me so much, I put it in message form. This is what he wants to get across to us today. The first thing that jumped out to me about ask, seek, and knock is what the first letters of each spell out. Ask, seek, knock. A-S-K. The first letters spell out ask. Hello, somebody. That jumped out to me, right? Never seen it before. Never paid attention. That's the illumination of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit spoke this to me. He said the step of asking cannot be ignored. Nothing will happen without that asking process or without that invitation. That request must be made. That makes sense to you? Now, we must keep in mind that asking, seeking, and knocking must be done in faith. All right? It needs to be free from doubt, free from unbelief. So really what's happening here is that Jesus is taking for granted that all of these things, ask, seek, knock, are being done in faith. You just can't ask for something and expect to receive it if there's doubt in your heart. You understand what I'm saying? So Jesus is taken for granted that we're doing these things in faith, okay? A desperation that's filled with doubt or unbelief will never receive anything of the Lord. Let me say it again. A desperation that's filled with doubt or unbelief will never receive anything from the Lord. By the way, the title of my message is this: How to Receive from Heaven. How to Receive from Heaven. All right? So here's what the Holy Spirit said, right? He said, so stop feeling sorry for yourself. Stop trying to manipulate God by feeling sorry for yourself to be able to get what you want. He said this. He goes, that may work with people in your life, but it will not work with Him. Oh, come on, somebody. Because God cannot be manipulated. People can in our life, but not God. Amen? So that's why we must approach Him in faith. It doesn't matter you got tears that fill a glass this high. If there's no faith in it, you're not going to receive. So that's why we got to shift you, say shift, shift you into a mindset of faith, okay? So many Christians, they take their manipulating ways with people in their life and they try to bring it into their prayer life. They try to bring it into that relationship with God. And then they wonder why nothing ever happens. Why am I not receiving? What's the problem, right? Everything just turns out negative for them. So we need to let go of that fleshly manipulating mindset and get into a mindset of faith, all right? Even this, listen to this, crying during prayer. Someone might say, well, is crying during prayer, is that acceptable? Sure it is. Of course it is. Even crying during prayer. When praying, listen to this, our tears to God should be a demonstration or an outward manifestation, ready for this, of a desire for that thing, not a manipulation to get that thing. Oh, you didn't hear me. Even crying unto the Lord, when Hannah cried out for a son, right? That those tears were a manifestation of her desire for a son, a desire for that thing in her life. Amen? It wasn't a begging God, okay? So you need to keep this in mind. Asking, seeking, and knocking is not meant to twist God's arm to bless you. God is revealing to us the importance of using our authority and faith, listen to me, to draw blessings in to the natural realm from the spirit realm. Wow, it's quiet in here. Revelation, right? Listen to this. So that is what prayer is all about. Prayer, when you're to receive, I'm talking about. Prayer to receive is all about the invitation. It's about giving access to the Holy Spirit. It's about giving access to the angels of God. Come on, in the ministering spirits, to move in your life in a specific situation. All right? Now, I'm teaching on disciple stuff here. Remember I told you, it's easy to get born again, right? But at disciple level, you need to know some things about the kingdom of God. This is stuff you need to know about the kingdom of God. Amen? If we're going to grow spiritually, anybody want to grow spiritually in here? I do. So considering that fact, we need to shift our mindset from begging God to simply asking or praying to give Him access and to intervene in a situation. I'm telling you that if you will do that, it will revolutionize your whole prayer life. It's not begging. You're given that invitation. Say invitation. That is why Jesus makes it very simple when He says this, ask and you will receive. That's pretty simple, isn't it? But you got to do it the right way, right? So you need to also maintain a mindset that we are co-laboring with God on this earth. We need Him and He needs us. He created it that way. Are you following me? That's not blasphemous. God, we need God, He needs us. He needs a willing vessel on this earth to move. Amen? God didn't want robots. God didn't want to create robots, amen? He wanted humans that would willingly operate with Him to advance His kingdom. In fact, in the purest form, He created us for fellowship with Him. And now, as since the fall, now we have that fellowship, but there's an added job, and that's to advance the kingdom of God. Are you following me? All right. So listen to this. The English definition of the word ask is this. It's to say something in order to obtain an answer or some information. Again, the English definition of the word ask is to say something, all right, in order to obtain an answer or some information. Now, the Greek definition of the word that's translated ask, it means this, to request, to petition. Are you ready for this one? This one will blow your mind. This is what I really want to zoom in on. To demand. Say demand. I truly believe that Jesus had demand in mind when he was talking about asking in Luke chapter 11. Now, I'm going to prove this thing to you. I want to show you a scripture that's going to prove that. Go to Mark chapter 11. Say demand. Interesting. Last week I talked about what? Boldness. Say boldness. Amen. Mark 11, 20 through 24. And so here we go. Now in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter, remembering, said to him, to Jesus, Rabbi, look, the fig tree which you cursed has withered away. So Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in God. The Greek wording on that is have the God kind of faith. All right, believe, therefore he spoke. We believe, we speak. Amen? Verse 23, look at this. For assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Therefore, say therefore. Therefore, I say to you, whatever things you ask, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them. Now, so Jesus cursed the fig tree, right? And that fig tree responded to his spoken words, right? Jesus made a command, amen? And now you got to pick this up. Jesus didn't pray to his heavenly Father to curse that tree. Jesus spoke it to the tree directly. Are you following me so far? He didn't ask his heavenly Father to do it. He spoke to that tree and made a command in faith. Jesus instructs us in this passage to speak to a mountain or to speak to a situation, to shift it, to move it for something positive to happen. Amen? Now, I want you to notice something here. He said, speak to the mountain. Speak to this mountain. Don't speak to the mountains. Are you following me? He didn't say, speak to all the mountains at once. He said, speak to this mountain. So when you make a command at something, it's got to be extremely focused on what you're trying to achieve. Amen? So Jesus said, if we believe what we say without doubting in our heart, we will have whatever we say. If we don't doubt. Now, what does doubt do? Doubt interrupts the power of faith and the power of the Holy Spirit. It's a short in the system. Amen. We don't need shorts in the system. Amen. If we want to see results, we can't have any shorts of doubt in the system. Amen. And then listen to this. And then the real kicker, the evidence to drive home the proof that Jesus was primarily talking about commanding or demanding with desire and not some weak, flimsy asking. Hello, somebody. Oh, please, God. Please. Are you following me?
Yeah.
Are you kind of getting what I'm, right?
Yeah.
Please, God. Please. No. If you just read, listen to this. If you read the English version of Mark chapter 11, verse 24, you will notice there is a shift from verse 23 about commanding something to verse 24 about asking. Did you notice that in that verse? It goes from in verse 23 to commanding with your words. If you don't doubt in your heart, you're going to get what you say. And then verse 24 goes into about prayer, about asking. That always kind of made me scratch my head a little bit. Well, Jesus, you're telling us to command. Now you're about asking. Listen to this. Oh, this is something you probably have never seen. The Greek word that's translated ask in verse 24, listen to me, in the New King James Version that we use, right? In the New King James Version, it's translated ask, is the same word used in Luke 11:9, but in the King James Version, Mark chapter 11:24 uses the word, what do you think it uses? Desire. Instead of ask, it uses the word desire. That blew me away. So now we have a bit of a difference between the different translations of the same Greek word that's being used. In the New King James, in Mark 11:24, it says this, whatever things you ask when you pray. That seems a little redundant then, doesn't it? Whatever you ask when you pray, believe you receive them and you will have them. But in the King James Version of the same verse, Mark 11:24, this is what it says. What things soever you desire when you pray, believe you receive them and you shall have them. I don't know about you, but I think the word ask that's used in the New King James Version, it waters it down a little bit. Are you following me? I think there's a huge difference between using the word ask and using the word desire. Amen? So here's why. Why is Pastor picking on this verse? Why is he going into it? Here's why I'm doing it. Because it's possible to ask for something without a desire for that thing. Are you following me? It's possible to ask for something and you have not a lick of desire. You're just going through the motion of asking. So I think the New King James Version does a little bit of an injustice there to our understanding about it. I like the word desire a lot better. Are you following me so far? Listen to me. The context of Mark 11, 23 and 24 is to turn your strong desire for something. Follow me. Into a verbal command or a demand for something. Am I the only one getting excited in here today? Boy, that's a little awkward, isn't it? See, that's the problem when you get a revelation yourself. The pastor has to try to convey that to you and hope it ignites on the inside of you. Sometimes it doesn't, but just kind of meditate on it. In James 5:6, it talks about the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man or person avails much. You all know that one, right? Listen to this. The word effectual means having the power to produce a desired result. Let me say it again. The word effectual means having the power to produce a desired result. Now, fervent, so it's an effectual, fervent prayer. So, I think it's kind of important to know what effectual means and what fervent means. Amen? Fervent means this, to be hot or burning. Are you ready? With desire. That's the prayer that avails much. Fervent means to be hot or burning with desire. And that in itself implies a demand due to the very high level of desire, or you want to get a little deeper, the spiritual energy for that thing. Are you following me? Remember this now. Remember this. I said a moment ago, the English definition of the word of asking is to simply say something in order to obtain the answer. We think of ask simply as, oh, can you give me a glass of milk? Are you following me? But the actual English definition is this, to say something in order to obtain the answer. That what I want you to zoom in on, to say something. Making a command, making a demand. Are you following me? Now, so could it be then? Here's what I'm boiling this thing down to right now. Could it be that we are to be more on the side of commanding and demanding or speaking something into the natural realm more than just a weak asking for it that has very little desire, very little power attached to it, or asking with boldness attached to it? Could weak asking for something, a very weak asking for something, promote doubt and unbelief on the inside of us as to opposed to a faith-filled, a bold, confident, verbal command? Amen? Again, Jesus made the command to that fig tree. He didn't ask his heavenly Father to do it. Jesus took his authority and came against that thing. Amen? Now, Mark 11, 23 through 24, it seems to imply that truth more than an unsure kind of weak asking for something. Now, remember, here's what you got to remember in this. You're not bossing God around. When I'm talking about commanding and demanding, I know what y'all, the religious mindset is. Well, you can't boss God around. You're not. You know what scripture you need to stand on? It's our Heavenly Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom of God. And it says, come boldly to the throne of God. Boldly to the throne of grace. Amen? And that, so that should produce a boldness, a confidence in our prayer life. All right? So asking must be done verbally and not just in the heart. All right? I said asking must be done verbally and not just in the heart. Sure, you can have conversations with God in the heart. I'm talking about receiving from heaven. There's a difference. Are you following me? Have all the conversations you want in your heart with God. But if you want to receive something, if you want to pull something into the natural realm from the spirit realm, it's got to come out of your mouth. Amen? So asking must be done verbally, not just in your heart. Asking must be done through your physical body or through your earth suit, come on, for it to manifest in the natural realm. And that all has to do with the authority that God has given man on this earth. Amen? Our physical body is what gives us legal right to operate on this earth. I told you before, the best that the Holy Spirit can do, the best that demons can do, is try to get you to cooperate with both of them. Are you following me? Notice, it takes a person in an earth suit to give that invitation on earth to one of them. And it better be the Holy Ghost. Hello. Amen? So the asking must be done verbally to make the transaction, between the spirit realm and the natural realm. Spoken words are a manifestation of your heart. Spoken words are spiritual. Words are spiritual. Are you following me? I mean, they're so powerful, all right? Listen to this. There's a reason why the Bible literally talks about that there is a deaf and dumb spirit. There's a deaf and dumb demonic spirit that operates. Are you following me? And there's no secret to that. It's because the kingdom of darkness, they know the power of hearing that ignites understanding and faith in the listener. Hello, somebody. Amen? They know the power of a spoken word of a person. They know that those two things are required, I like to say it this way, to make that transaction between the spirit realm and the natural realm. Are you following me? In the Bible says this in Proverbs 18, 21. It says, death and life are in the what? Power of the tongue. You know what a better word than power would be for that? Death and life are in the authority of the tongue. Because your tongue is connected to what? Your earth suit, which makes you legal on this earth. Amen? So the enemy wants to keep us from hearing the word of God. The enemy wants to keep us from speaking life. Amen? Now, if you go into prayer, let me give you some wisdom on prayer. If you go into prayer with a request, with a petition that you don't know the will of God about, that we talk about this all the time, something about a personal situation in your life, something about your future, are you following me? You need wisdom for something, right? You need to go into that prayer, into that with a mindset of request or petition. You following me? Right? You're not a bull in a china shop. You're looking for wisdom. You're looking for guidance. You're looking for wisdom there and from the Lord, right? So you go into that with a mindset you're of requesting or you're petitioning God to get an answer on this thing, right? However, if you have a promise that's in the Word of God, hello, and you about what you are desiring in your life, right? You can go into it with a mindset of commanding and demanding that thing because it's already been promised. If I promise you something, you don't have to ask me 20 times for that thing. Right. I made it known. It's promised. Amen. Now take it. Right. Are you following me? Don't. I mean, what do you think God thinks, how he feels? He's given us promises in the Word, and we ask him this flimsy asking for it, and he's like, it's yours. It's a spiritual blessing through Christ. Now go ahead, take advantage of it, command it, demand it in the natural realm, right? You guys stayed up late for the Lions last night, didn't you? Y'all are depressed about the Lions, aren't you? Same old Lions, different year. Yeah, I know, it's terrible. Yeah, I probably need to go hide after saying that, right? Yeah. All right. The main key is if you are asking correctly. Here's the key that you got to keep in mind. The main key is if you're asking correctly with the right attitude, in faith, with the pure motives, then you'll receive the answer. Right? You got to judge. What am I asking for? Am I asking for direction? Am I doing this? Or am I looking for something in my life that's been promised to me, and I need to make the declaration of faith for that thing and pull it in? Amen? Jesus said, ask and you will receive, but you must do it in faith without wavering, because it says in James 1, 6 through 8, that a double-minded man, double-minded person going back and forth on this thing, you won't receive anything from the Lord, right? So you must operate within the law of faith to receive, all right? So if your desire for a thing, listen to me, if your desire for a thing in your life is not strong enough to motivate you to ask, seek, and knock, then there's not enough power to pull that blessing in to the natural realm from the spirit realm. Oh, you didn't hear me. Let me say that one more time. If your desire for that thing that you're seeking is not strong enough to motivate you to ask, to command, to demand, to seek and knock, there's not enough power. There's not enough power or faith on the inside of you to pull that blessing into the natural. It takes power to pull those blessings in. Are you getting enough? I'm telling you, I'm teaching deeper stuff of the Word here. How many of you want to go deeper? Amen. We have to. If we're going to grow, I mean, I could just stand up here and do the Jesus loves me thing, but we're not going to grow. We're not going to go deeper. We're not going to make a bigger impact for the kingdom of God. Amen? Amen. And that's what it's all about, advancing the kingdom of God. Amen. So we must have a strong desire or spiritual power for that thing that we are asking, seeking, and knocking for. Amen. So the Holy Spirit made it very clear to me, in my study. Asking, seeking, and knocking are different levels of desire. Now look at this. Asking, this is what he said to me. He said, asking is a lower level of desire. Seeking is a bit higher because it takes more effort to search something out. And knocking is a manifestation of the highest form of desire. And I'll tell you why in a moment. But we'll talk more about knocking later. I'm gonna teach you something about knocking. I guarantee you've never thought about before. All right? Asking is having the desire to verbally speak, request, petition, or to make a command or a demand. All right? Seeking, let's talk about seeking. Seeking is having the desire to dig deeper into the Word of God and to go higher spiritually in prayer. With your native language, English, or praying in tongues, right? And you're seeking more revelation. You're seeking more understanding. So seeking, listen to this, seeking something is accomplished in the heart or the soul level or in your mind or in your thought life. That's where seeking takes place. Asking takes place by out of your mouth. It's got to be verbal. Seeking takes place in your mind, in your soul. Say soul. So seeking then would include meditating on the Word of God. What's meditating on the Word? It's prolonged thought on the Word of God on a specific topic. It's not just thinking about it and letting it pass. No, you're thinking of something and you're giving it prolonged thought. Meditation is the spiritual version of the digestive system. Are you following me? All right, so you're meditating or prolonged thought on the Word of God about a topic that's connected to the kingdom of God. Now, I got to give you a warning here, because Jesus, with ask, seek, and knock, you know, he's given us spiritual laws here. And as we talk about all the time, spiritual laws can be used for good, spiritual laws can be used for evil. They're neutral. They're a spiritual law, and it depends what way you're using it. Are you following me? I, of course, am focusing on the righteous aspect of ask, seek, and knock. But you need to be aware, don't go a-knocking, don't go a-asking, don't go a-seeking for things connected. Come on, to the kingdom of darkness. Remember, asking, seeking, and knocking are all in connection to this one thing, giving access to one of the two kingdoms in the spirit realm, the kingdom of God or the kingdom of darkness. All right, say access. So make sure you're activating these spiritual laws wisely for the kingdom of God only. Amen? So let's talk about seek a little bit deeper here. Seek is defined as this: to attempt to find or a desire to obtain something. It's defined in as attempt to find or a desire to obtain something. The Greek word that's translated seek in Luke 11:9, it means to search for, desire, require. You want to know what else it means? To demand. Isn't that interesting how demand pops up again, right? So seeking puts a spiritual demand, righteously, on the kingdom of God. Amen? As you can see, so the word, you'll see another word that keeps popping up in our study. It's the word desire. Desire keeps showing up. Desire is very important in connection to answered prayer. You know what the Holy Spirit told me desire is? Desire is hope on fire. Desire is hope on fire. All right, say desire is hope. On fire. And as you know, the recipe to get faith, hope needs to be there first. Hope can get transferred into faith. So hope needs to be present in the recipe of faith. Amen? So that's why desire is so important. Desire is hope on fire. So asking, commanding, and demanding is desire that manifests through spoken words, which we talked about, but seeking, which we're talking about now, seeking, however, is a desire of your heart. It's a desire of your soul. It's a desire in a mind of a person, listen to me, that manifests through searching, studying, and meditating on a specific thing. All right? It's a you're seeking after a truth, something, a truth from the Word that you're seeking more information on. Are you getting it? All right, so you could say it this way. Asking is verbal effort. Seeking is mental effort. Asking's verbal effort. Seeking, it's mental effort. All right? Now, so we seek the Word of God. We seek the Holy Spirit for more wisdom, revelation, and guidance. Jesus said, if we have enough desire, if we have enough motivation to seek, to press through the distractions, to focus on that thing that we are seeking or searching, he said, we will have it, right? He said, seek, you're going to find, right? The problem is many Christians don't know how to seek. That's what I'm here for, right? So here's the deal. Out of all these, ask, seek, and knock, we are guaranteed to get answers of all three if we do them with desire and faith in our heart. That's the key. Go with me to Jeremiah 29. Let me show you something here. Jeremiah 29. The Lions lost, but at least Trump's getting inaugurated tomorrow. So that kind of, that's a little more important. Amen. I'm excited about that. Glory to God. We're going to be unbidened by what has been. Ha! I love that. Glory to God. Jeremiah 29, 11 through 13. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Then you will call upon me, go and pray to me, and I will listen to you. And you will seek me, there it is, underline it, you will seek me and find me. How, God, when? When you search for me with all your heart. Wow. If we go into prayer, seeking the Lord in prayer, he reveals to us in this verse that if we do it, if we seek him, search for him with everything that we have, we push the distractions away. Amen. In fact, that's what prayer and fasting is. Fasting don't change God. It changes you. You know what fasting allows you to do? Focus. If you're going to have faith in the Lord, you need focus. If there's no focus, there's no faith. Amen? So our Heavenly Father makes it very clear to us that if we truly desire and put our whole heart effort into seeking him, pressing in for more, we will get exactly what we're seeking him for, because God is a liberal giver. And I found that out with that experience I had on the west side, that supernatural experience, which I'll talk about some other day. But that was a matter of, I wanted it with my whole heart, and he gave it to me. But I could have stopped on the ninth day, because the breakthrough came on the tenth. Amen? The key is this. Make sure your entire heart, make sure your entire life, listen to this, revolves around him. Not revolving everything in your, revolving him around your world. Make sure everything in your world revolves around him. Amen? God must be the very center and the desire of everything in your life. That is why Colossians chapter 3 tells us, he says this, to set our mind on things above, not on things on the earth. That's talking about the proper way to seek him. Amen? Now, listen to this. So there must be a spiritually mindset on things above. You need to have, you can say it this way, you need to have a heavenly mindset. Amen? Now, think about this. Oh, this was so good from the Holy Ghost. Listen to this. Think about this. It is our goal as Christians to pull things down from heaven to earth. Amen? Listen to this. And that will be impossible to do if our focus is only on the things of the earth, fleshly, evil world system. Your focus on heaven, oh, here it is, ready? Don't forget this. Your focus on heaven above creates a bridge between heaven and earth. Think about that. Your focus, where it says to shift your mindset on things above, not on things on the earth, right? The seeking process begins with your mind or mindset. If it's heavenly minded, you're properly positioned with that bridge to pull things down from heaven to earth. If you're only focused on things on the earth, that's exactly what you'll get more of this junk. Are you following me? That's exactly what you're going to get. You're going to get more of the problems. You're going to get more negativity. Your thoughts, here, listen to this. Your thoughts act as a magnet in the spirit realm. A negative mindset draws more negativity into your life. A positive mindset draws positive things, people, and positive experiences into your life. It's just a fact. Amen? And it's no wonder that most Christians are filled with such doubt, filled with such unbelief in receiving from God, because they are constantly focused on and feeding on the limitations of the natural realm, instead of shifting their mind on things above. See, if you truly shift your mind to things above, then you will walk in the all things are possible with God. If you're looking at the natural, forget about it. Now it's up to you. And I don't want to ride on you. Hello, somebody! I don't want to ride on my own. Are you following me? We need God. Notice, with God, all things are possible. So that means without God, not all things are possible. Amen? So seeking, you could say it this way, seeking. Say seeking. Seeking is a narrowing down or a focus on something very specific that you're seeking out. All right? It's the difference between going to Walmart. Hey, where are you going? Going to Walmart. What are you getting? I don't know. It's the difference in, hey, I'm going to Walmart. What are you getting? Oh, I'm going to get those barbecue kettle chips. You know, the real thick ones. They have a lot of the seasoning on. Are you following me? Be specific. Many Christians aren't specific enough. So a seeking is a narrowing down, a focus, a laser focus on something that you're seeking God about or for. Amen? The Holy Spirit revealed something powerful to me. There must be three elements active in your spiritual life to receive and release the power of God in your life. These came clear as a bell to me when I was praying in tongues right here on this altar this week. Are you ready for this? Write these down. Desire, focus, and faith. If those three elements are active in your spiritual walk, brother, sister, you're going to take off like a rocket in the spirit. Desire, focus, and faith. They all need to be active. They all need to be active. But man, I'm telling you, and one thing he was talking about is that seeking something, it's like a harnessing something. It's that focusing. It's that narrowing down on something specific that you desire with a purpose. And what he showed me about releasing the power of God when you're praying for someone, when you're praying for something, he showed me was like an atom bomb. All right? What is an atom bomb? It's you're taking these elements and you're compressing them into this thing. And baby, when those things ignite, boom! The three elements you need to receive and release the power of God is what I just told you. Desire, focus, and faith. That's your spiritual atom bomb right there. Now, you write them down and do your own study and prayer and focus on it. Now remember, I told you in past messages that seeking or focusing on something specific, it's like raising your hand in a classroom. It's like raising your hand in the spirit realm and asking the Holy Spirit for more revelation about that thing. You remember me saying that? When you're focusing on something, you're seeking something, you're meditating on that thing, you're raising your hand saying, Holy Ghost, I want more info on this. Are you following me? That's why it said that Peter got more revelation about the vision he had. It said he was meditating on the vision. And then the Holy Spirit gave him revelation about it. Are you following me? So the Holy Spirit will honor your focus and effort. All right? Again, it's not begging God. You are simply activating spiritual laws in a righteous direction. And you will get results. Come on. Amen? Desire, focus, and faith. Look them up. So get out of your belief system that you are wrestling with the Holy Spirit, because that's not the case. Unless you're asking for something unscriptural. Right? Listen to me. Really, you know what you're wrestling with? Yourself. Are you being influenced by distractions? Are you allowing doubt? Are you meditating on that doubt? Come on, somebody. Remember, Peter walked on water, did he not? And when did he start to sink? When his focus got shifted off. So keep your focus straight. Amen? Laser. See, I got to be laser focused. So the Holy Spirit's not your problem, unless you're obviously praying for something that's not the will of God. But the Holy Spirit is waiting on you to act on the Word of God. He's waiting on you to meditate on the Word, because He's your teacher. He wants you to raise your hand. How many of you are teachers or something, and you just love it when there's students that are hungry to learn? Those ones that they have questions, right? You become a teacher's pet. Right? Oh, teacher, tell me about that. Right? Well, you got to become a teacher's pet to the Holy Ghost. That's where it really matters. Come on. Amen. Now, that's as far as I want to go on seeking, and I'm almost done, but I want to move on. Listen to this. This revelation rocked me. I want to move on to the last spiritual law of knocking. Say knocking. The English definition of the word knock is this: to strike a surface noisily. Here it is. Here's the main key to knocking: to attract attention. You guys, I love you. Listen. To attract attention, especially when waiting to be let in at a door. Now, here's what it is. Knocking implies a boldness, a persistence to attract attention. Here it is. For spiritual doors and spiritual gates to be opened in the spirit realm. Oh my. Spiritual doors and spiritual gates. So let's quickly recap. Asking is a desire manifested through verbally speaking, verbally spoken words, to request, to petition, to command, or demand, right? Seeking is desire manifested in your heart, in your soul, in your mind, to consciously seek or search after something by prayer, study, meditation of the Word of God, right? About a specific thing. Knocking is very, now we're going to get into this revelation in, wow. Knocking is very interesting. Remember I told you that there's different levels of desire, and knocking is the highest level, okay? Why on earth would I say that? The Holy Spirit revealed to me about spiritual knocking. Are you ready for this? It includes this: adding thanksgiving and praise to your asking and seeking. Knocking is not a separate thing. Knocking is the next step where you have such a great desire that you add thanksgiving and praise to your asking and seeking. Now, listen to this. Oh, my goodness. The passage that immediately came to me was Psalm 100. To finish this thing up, go with me to Psalm 100 here. Hallelujah. Psalm 100, 1 through 5, very short psalm. And it says, make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with what? Praise. Be thankful to him and bless his holy name. For the Lord is good and his mercy is everlasting and his truth endures to all generations. Now, it is, so I love how it says, it is God who has made us and not ourselves. So number one, we always got to maintain that humble attitude with God. We are the creation. He is the creator. Amen? All right, so always maintain that. But the verse that really jumped out to me about spiritual knocking was verse 4 that said this: enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his holy name. Listen to this. The Holy Spirit, I'm on final approach. Come on, stick with me. Everyone put your seatbelts on. It's going to be a bumpy landing. Here we go. The Holy Spirit revealed this to me. When we add praise, when we add singing, when we add thanksgiving to our prayers, commands, and demands, and our seeking, it will speed up the breakthrough. It creates an acceleration in the spirit realm. Are you following me? Your spiritual knocking begins with giving him thanks. And notice, that opens the gate. That just simply opens the door. The thankfulness opens the door. So in other words, you're thanking him. You're still standing where you're standing, but there's an open door. But you notice what gets you into the courts through the door? Your praise to God. and then to go deeper into his courts. So you got to experience more of him. You've got to start praising him. Listen to this. The Hebrew word translated praise means this: to give God adoration, to emphasize his attributes, his deeds, his character. You want to know what praise really is? Bragging on him. Yeah. To him. You're bragging on him to him. You are confessing how amazing. You are confessing how good it is. And listen to me. Praise, it goes beyond the surface level, right? God, you are good. You are so good. You are wonderful. You are amazing. You are good. No. It goes beyond the surface level. It means to really put some thought, some meditation into what you're saying, to what you're verbally expressing back to him. Amen? Here's the deal. This is what the Holy Ghost said. It blesses him, and in return, it blesses you. And it strengthens your faith as well. You know how David encouraged himself in the Lord? The Holy Spirit said, by praising God. Because in praising God, you're exalting all of his amazingness. Nothing is impossible to him. You're preaching a sermon by praising God. And it's building your faith. You're vibing. Yes. Amen? You can never overdose on praising God. Praising God takes you to new levels spiritually. It speeds up breakthroughs. You need to add knocking to your asking and seeking. Now, here's what the Holy Ghost said. He said, not many Christians go beyond the asking stage. And then he said, fewer go to the seeking stage. And he said, even fewer Christians press into the knocking stage. Are you following me? The seeking and knocking stage, he said, are you ready for this? He said this to me, the seeking and knocking stage is the disciple level. The seeking and knocking stage is the disciple level of a Christian. When you go beyond just asking or trying to make that command, when you're not seeking, when you're not knocking, if you're just asking, you're at the believer stage. Listen to this. He said this to me, and I'm almost done. All three stages must be active to fully receive what God intends for his children to receive in walking on this earth. This was one of my prayers this week. Lord, you said that I would receive power after the Holy Spirit come upon me. Lord, I want to walk in the fullness of that power. I want the fullness of it. I don't want some watered down version of it. Lord, where is that power? Show me the keys. Show me the keys to break through, to unlock that power, that anointing. And that's when he started speaking to me about desire, focus, and faith. In asking, seeking, and knocking. Church, listen to me. It's time to truly desire and stir up a spiritual hunger that will cause you to ask, seek, and knock with your whole heart. There are so many heavenly blessings that are waiting for us, that are waiting for you to take hold of. Amen? In the spirit realm, we've been blessed with every spiritual blessing through Christ in heavenly places. It does no good in the heavenly places. We need it here on earth. Amen? It's time to initiate that transfer from the spirit realm into the natural realm so you can make full proof of your life and ministry on this earth. It's time to position yourself. Come on. To receive from heaven. Let's stand up in this place. Hallelujah. Prayer team, come on forward. Hallelujah. Desire, focus, and faith. That's a spiritual time bomb waiting to happen right there for all those that are serious with the things of God. Amen? You look at any man or woman of God that did mighty things for him. They had great desire, great focus, and great faith. Now, maybe there's someone in here, you've never made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. Listen to me, don't leave this earth. See, you haven't even entered in yet. You are what the Bible calls a child of the devil. If you haven't made Jesus Lord of your life, you need to come forward right now in with one of our prayer team members to make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, or else everything else is in vain. Think about it. People go years and live their whole life without making Jesus Lord of their life. That's a shame. Amen? Now, maybe there's someone in here and you want to rededicate your life to the Lord. Maybe it pricked your heart. Maybe you're one where you really haven't been getting serious with God. And today, this message stirred you up. You're like, I want that desire back. I want that focus back. I want to walk in faith. If you just want a fresh commitment to the Lord, and this message really moved you today, come forward. Don't leave here without coming forward and praying with one of the prayer team members. Because I guarantee you, you will walk out of here after getting prayer. There's just something about taking that step and allowing someone to pray with you about that and to talk to someone about that. If you want to receive the Holy Spirit baptism and speak in other tongues, come on forward. They will pray with you for that as well. If you need prayer for anything else, we'll pray with you. But really, so much was said in this message. You know, these messages are on Facebook, YouTube, and I don't know, wherever else. But listen to them. Get a pencil and a paper out. Listen to them as you're falling asleep. Let my voice lull you to sleep. Amen. That's what Marianne, we not my own message, but we'll watch something, and then you wake up at 2 and it's still going and it's kind of annoying. But listen to them again. Listen to all these messages again, because there's keys in here that will really help you loose the power of God and take notes. Amen. I love you all. Same schedule going on. Have fun watching Trump's inauguration. Lord bless him, protect him in the name of Jesus. Amen. God bless you all. Love you all. Have a great week, everyone.